Well, the city on New Zealand's South Island has a population of almost 400,000 people, and while an event like this is unprecedented, the city has experienced hard times in recent years with the 2011 earthquake. So how will Christchurch respond to these latest events? I asked Brendan Burns, who's a former Member of Parliament for Christchurch Central.
To think that this could happen anywhere in New Zealand is just beyond comprehension. We, I guess, have had a very fortunate run. We haven't had a terrorist incident to speak of, and to have something on this scale is just really distressing, I think, for every New Zealander, and most especially, I think, for Christchurch, which obviously has, in its recent history, had its own traumatic events with the earthquakes.
And you've had a close connection to Christchurch as a former Member of Parliament there. Tell me about that community and how the people in Christchurch will respond to an incident like this.
Well, I mean, Christchurch is probably still regarded as the most English of New Zealand cities. But that said, it's very much a multicultural city as well. I mean, this is one of these mosques, are two mosques in the city, which gives you an outline, I guess, that there are a number of migrant communities, a strong refugee community, which has been almost wholly accepted by the Christchurch community. So for someone or some people to go with weapons and deliberately target mosques in our city is just the most appalling thing that one could imagine. It just, I think, has shocked every New Zealander to the core.
And Christchurch is very much a city still rebuilding itself after the tragic earthquake a number of years ago. What impact could an event like this have on people who were deeply affected by that event?
Well, I think it really... you know, the city is still rebuilding. And so I think this will have an impact. It will, you know, set some people back because it'll bring back some of the traumas that we experienced in 2010 and 11. Now, that said, I think we're taking some leadership from our Prime Minister, who has described this, I think, absolutely appropriately as our darkest day. You know, a seismic event is just a random act of nature. This is an attempt to massacre people, going in and repeat shooting. It is just the most breathtakingly appalling thing that I think anybody could imagine. And, you know, for it to happen in a city which in the last decade has had, you know, the biggest natural catastrophe in New Zealand's history, it almost underscores the poignancy of it, I think.
The former MP for Christchurch Central, Brendan Burns.